Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Monday.
It's Monday morning.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
And now, Mike and Trisha Mornings on today's Best Mix, 93.1 KISS FM.
The Dallas Cowboys won.
I heard.
Woohoo!
I'm kidding. I watched.
Well, thankfully, I didn't have to watch. I love DVRs. I love DVR. If you don't have one, you need to get one.
What'd you spend time catching up on?
Well, I spent time catching up on, like, you know, old movies, you know, stuff like that, the Kardashians. Because, yes, they've sucked me back in again.
Wow.
Dude, I cannot shake this family.
I cannot be friends with you anymore.
I know.
I just can't.
I know. I'm embarrassed.
You
I really
should
am.
Be.
Kind of. Not really, though. Because I've found out recently that many of my friends are closeted Kardashian fans.
Now, is that closeted with a K?
Yes, it is. See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
Yeah, they're like, hey, dude, I can't help it. I got to watch them. I got to watch them. Hence the DVR. Mm-hmm. Because that way you can DVR. Because you know, on Sundays is when the new episodes come out. And so, and it's like, I think it's usually at like 7 o'clock in the evening or 8 o'clock in the evening. But then they rerun it at like 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to actually sit there and be ridiculed by family and friends. You can tape it.
Uh-huh.
And then later, when you're by yourself,
right, yeah,
all alone,
uh-huh,
you can enjoy it.
Well, you and your friends Ben and Jerry.
I know, right? No, personally, I enjoy myself a Cadbury's milk chocolate bar with almonds.
That doesn't sound as sad.
I know, but it is because it's a big bar. It's bigger than your cell phone. So it's pretty sad all on its own right there. Because I know when I walk into Walgreens and I go buy me one,
uh-huh,
they're like, ooh, puss.
Yeah.
That's all she's buying. That can't be good.
They probably think you've just broken up with someone.
That's what they think.
Yeah.
They're like, man, she's going to eat that on the way home.
So what is it about that show that you know, that grabs you?
I don't know. You know, it's so funny. I think it's because I have a big family, too, and we're all crazy. And so, to me, it's kind of like watching my family, mm-hmm, on steroids. You know, it really is. I mean, there's just so much going on, and there's always some kind of, you know, thing going on between everybody. And we're kind of the same way. Like, when they have an argument with between each other, they'll all kind of jump in. And then, like, two or three of them will jump back out and go, okay, everybody calm down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And y'all are all up in each other's business all the time.
All up in each other's business all the time. I mean, I live within walking distance,
uh-huh,
of 90% of my family. You know? I mean, one of my sisters lives in San Antonio,
yeah,
so I can't walk, yeah, over there.
So which one of you is Kim?
Which one of us is Kim?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's Chloe? Who's Courtney?
I think
who's
I'm
Caitlin?
Oh.
That's what we all want to know. Which one's Caitlin?
We do not have a Caitlin. We don't have a Caitlin. We really don't. But I don't know who Kim is. I think I'm probably Chloe, because I'm kind of like the peacemaker.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm the one who's always going, okay, calmados. Everybody settle down.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think I'm Chloe. I'm not sure who Kim is. I'm not sure. I think my sister. I think one of my like the second sister, because she's very dramatic.
Is she?
Very dramatic. And so probably she's Kim. Probably, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But see, and my mom, she is definitely Chris. Because she, like, puts the hammer down, man.
Yeah.
When mom talks, everybody
listens.
Sure,
sure. But would she sell you all out with a sex tape?
No, she probably wouldn't do that.
You don't think she would?
Actually, she would probably smack us upside the head if anything like that came out.
With the sex tape.
Oh, yeah. She'd be like, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah, no, Mabel doesn't play that.
Uh-huh.
She don't
You're doing what with your what?
I know. I know, exactly. Exactly. But my dad is, he was Bruce when Bruce was just like kind of exasperated.
When Bruce was Bruce.
Yeah, when he was always exasperated with,
sure,
everybody, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is the matter with you, yeah, people? I'm going to go away from
here.
I'm
going to go fly my model airplane or
pretty
whatever
much
it is that he used to do.
Pretty much. That's what my dad would be doing. Yep. He'd be like sighing heavily, well, at everybody.
I'm still ashamed of you. If you're not, then I will be for you.
Okay, I'm going to need somebody to be. Kiss FM. Okay, you share your birthday with three celebrities. This 29-year-old is a, well, mostly a redheaded actress. She just recently starred in La La Land a couple of years ago, like a year and a half ago. She's currently starring as Billie Jean King in Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, yeah. When is that out?
It's out already, I believe.
No way.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. I haven't seen any commercials for it.
Oh, I've seen a bunch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, that's Emma Stone, by the way.
Emma Stone. She's 29. This 71-year-old actress, man, she's just iconic. She was the flying nun on the TV series in the 60s and the 70s. She was all over Burt Reynolds and Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, baby. And then in the 90s, early 2000s, I think it might have been the early 2000s, she was in that good TV show. I think it was called Brothers and Sisters. It was with Ally McBeal.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I think briefly even what's his face? Rob Lowe.
Now you're referring to Sally Field.
Yeah.
Who was Forrest Gump's mother.
Forrest Gump's mom.
She's the one that always said life was like a box of chocolates.
That's the one. Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute, and while you look for the third celebrity birthday.
Okay.
Right, because you said there were three?
Yeah, there's three.
I'm going to find this clip that I came across on YouTube. You know how people on YouTube love to re-edit stuff to make it sound like something else? I found one pertaining to Forrest Gump.
Oh, no. Okay, and then the last celebrity is this 45-year-old actress. She was in the first trilogy X-Men movie. She was Mystique. I think she was naked and in body paint in that one.
It wasn't body paint, but it did look like body paint.
Okay, and then she's also currently in that show on TNT, The Librarian.
Ah, yes, they are the protectors of the Mystique.
That's right, and she is married to Jerry O'Connell.
I know.
Oh, boy.
I know. Whom she married after she left John Stamos.
Right, exactly.
Girl.
I know.
That's Rebecca Romijn.
Mm-hmm.
And cause I remember watching an interview. She was on David Letterman's late night talk show some years ago. And she was talking about Mystique and what people thought was body paint.
Right.
But it turned out to be like some kind of 75-piece costume.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that would take hours to put on.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? I know. So, yeah, on YouTube, you know, people love to re-edit stuff. And some genius that had plenty of time on his hands re-edited Forrest Gump to sound like a horror movie trailer.
What?
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That's hilarious.
Happy birthday. Happy Monday.
Kiss FM.
El Paso's Aaron Jones will play in his first Monday night football game tonight.
Oh, cool.
And Packers host the Detroit Lions. Jones, check this out, man. Aaron leads the team with 346 yards and three touchdowns.
Man.
Dude has been averaging a little over 5 yards a carry.
Nice.
Not too shabby. I got to admit, though, I got to tell you, man. You know, I told you about my fleeting meeting with fame.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I was like two tables away from Aaron Jones at a local burger joint.
But didn't do anything about it.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, you know. I didn't want to bother the dude.
No,
plus, he was with two hot chicks. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you see him up close, I didn't think he stood a chance in the NFL.
Oh, really?
He's not a big guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's not a big guy by any definition.
Huh.
He's like, man, if he's 5'10",
no,
that's tall.
Really?
Yeah.
And oh, that is very short for an NFL player.
He's a muscular dude, but he's not like overly muscular. I mean, he's not a big dude.
Right.
And I really didn't think that he stood a chance in the NFL. But boy, oh boy. I think he's just trying to prove me wrong. I think that's why he's overachieving.
He knew. He saw the shade that you were throwing.
I think so, man.
He totally saw that shade.
I think so. But, you know, when you're as quick as him and you don't get hit that hard.
Right.
Because you're scampering down the field 5 yards before anybody touches you.
Mm-hmm.
Then that surely makes up for not having size in the NFL. But good for him, man. And I hope he has a good night tonight because let me tell you what the Packers need some help there without what's his name? I was about to call him Brett Favre, but I know it's not Brett Favre any longer. It's the other Rodgers.
Isn't it Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So they need a lot of help with him out for the season.
Hmm.
Is he out for the season? Do you know? I don't follow the Packers that much, you know. I just pretty much follow Aaron because he's from around here.
Is he the one that broke his collarbone or something?
Was it the collarbone?
I think it was
the
collarbone,
I think he is out for the season.
He is out for the season.
So, yeah, I mean, they need all the help they can get.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the kind of thing where, he might be able to come back.
Right.
But really, I mean, it's just made of glass right now.
Yeah.
So probably not a good idea.
But good for Aaron, man.
Yeah.
Good luck tonight against the Detroit Lions. Kiss FM. So this weekend, I did my first saltgrass visit.
Oh, how was it?
And it was good. And one of the things they do differently is they put butter on top of the steak. That's how they bring it to you.
Right.
Right? While the steak is still warm, they put a little piece of butter up on there, and
they call it maitre d' butter.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it.
And it melts, and and that was kind of yummy.
Yeah.
And so I come to find out that apparently people put butter on all kinds of things that you would never think butter goes on top of.
Right.
Like, I never knew this, but apparently there are some people, and raise your hand if you're one of them, there are some people that put butter on their Pop-Tarts.
Heck yeah, man.
Who does that?
Right here, you're looking
butter
at one.
Butter on Pop-Tarts?
You betcha, baby. Chocolate Pop-Tarts in the toaster for about 45 seconds, just enough to warm them up. And then you take them out, you put them frosted side down, and you cut little slits into them, and you put a little pat of butter on there, and
really?
Nuns.
Am I missing out?
You are. You totally are. I'm telling you.
Really? Butter on Pop-Tarts? See, I...
Pretty much crack.
I can't even fathom that.
Yep.
I mean, it took me a second to wrap my mind around the whole butter on a steak thing, which, by the way, is delicious.
It is delicious.
But on a Pop-Tart, for real?
Yeah, baby.
Okay. I'm not really into the frosted Pop-Tarts, though.
The chocolate frosted ones?
Any frosted Pop-Tart. I'm more of like, okay, my favorite Pop-Tart is just the strawberry Pop-Tart without any frosting.
See, and I'm not a big fan of the fruit Pop-Tarts.
So would butter?
Yes.
I would imagine butter would go good on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least better than it would on frosting.
No. You don't put it on the frosting. You put it on the backside.
Oh, okay. I see.
On the
okay.
unfrosted part.
All right. Well, I got to try me the butter on Pop-Tarts. Kiss FM! 0-9.
Oh my God, the Miners.
OMG.
OMG. Yeah.
Hey, I read where there's 3 games left to try to at least get one win. 3 games left. And from what I understand, those 3 teams are better than the one they just lost to.
Oh no.
Yeah, statistically speaking, on paper and record wise, they are better than the team they just lost to.
Oh, yikes.
So it doesn't look good for the UTEP football program, at least not this year.
Again. But at least in years past, we had a couple of victories.
Yeah. 3, 4, a handful.
A handful. Sure.
I say they should just go for an 0-4 season. If we're going to do something good and we're going to do it right.
That's right.
Let's go 0-12.
If you're going to stink up the joint.
That's right. Be the best at it. Be number one in the country at losing.
Or in this case, number 2. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, because they sure have been stinking it up.
It's been bad. It's been bad.
You are absolutely right.
Yikes.
One former Miner who's doing well for himself is Aaron Jones.
Yep.
Now with the Green Bay Packers. Tonight you get to see Aaron Jones on Monday Night Football, ESPN. His first Monday Night Football game.
Very cool.
For Aaron Jones, former UTEP Miner who spoke to the media about getting that chance to start.
I mean, it means a lot coming here at this level and getting a role like that right away to get it to happen this fast is pretty cool.
Yeah, things just kind of lined up for Jones, man. I mean, because he was not expected to start.
Yeah, he's like third string,
wasn't he? He was third string when the season started, but injuries and a lack of productivity. Suddenly, Jones is the starting running back for the Green Bay Packers. Monday Night Football in Lambeau Field.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, good for him, man. I hope he does well again tonight. He's been averaging about 5 yards a carry, and he's playing the Detroit Lions. They're not bad. And let me tell you, the Packers could use a little help now with the other Aaron out for the season, with quarterback Rodgers out for the season. They could use a little help, and maybe
he's the one.
Maybe Aaron will carry them on his back like he did the Miners for several years when he was a Miner. Kiss FM. Hey, were you one of these moms that nagged your kids to death? Were you after them to do this, do that, brush your teeth, out the trash, do this, do that, make your room, your homework?
All the time.
Were you one of those?
Big time.
Okay, well, when your kids become super successful, they can thank you for it.
Oh.
According to a new study, people whose moms nagged them when they were growing up turn out to be more successful as adults.
Really?
More likely to go to college, the survey concluded. More likely to avoid making really bad life choices. More likely to have better paying jobs.
Hmm.
And according to the research, it's because even though you think you're all grown up and you're making your own decisions and you're doing what you want to do, mom is still in your head.
Yeah, she's the voice in your head.
And no matter how much we try to avoid our parents' recommendations, it's likely that they ended up influencing choices that, you know, you now as an adult consider extremely personal. And you're like, yeah, I'm making that decision,
right?
Not you. No, not really. Not according to researchers. Mom is in there, man.
It's true.
Mom earwormed her way into your brain. And you think you're making your own decisions, but really, it's what mom told you that you should do.
It's true. It's true. You know, my nickname is Tita.
Yeah.
But I always hear, whenever I'm about to do anything, I always hear my mom going, Patricia?
Is that why you hate it when I call you
hate
Patricia?
It. Yes, because that's I was always in trouble. Whenever I got told Patricia.
Seriously, this is too funny. Like, even when I'm not calling her Patricia, you know, with a tone, because I call my wife Patricia.
Yeah.
So even when I just say, hey, Patricia, do not call me Patricia.
Don't call me that. Don't call me. There's only one person who calls me Patricia, and that's my mother. And when I answer my phone and she goes, Patricia, I'm like, oh, crap.
Yep.
What did I do?
Or what didn't I do?
What didn't I do? Even now, for God's sake.
So there you go, Mom. Even though you're a nag, 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 your kids will be thanking you later.
Good.
And it's not just any Monday. Today is National Nachos Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for nachos.
Woohoo.
Can I get a dilly dilly for the nachos?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Love me the nachos.
Oh,
man.
Dude.
You know what a freak I am about chips and salsa
to
begin with.
I know you are.
Anything whose main ingredient is chips.
Right, exactly.
I'm down with it, Holmes.
Okay, but okay, I got to ask you. I'm of a different viewpoint about nachos.
How so?
I don't like the mess that nachos has become.
I don't either.
I don't
I'm
like
right
that
there
whole,
with you.
Yeah, I don't like that whole, I'm going to pile up a bunch of chips and then pour a bunch of stuff over the top.
You're referring to what they call loaded nachos.
Yeah, hate those.
Super nachos.
Hate them.
I can't stand them.
Yeah, I can't.
Like when I go to the Sun Bowl game.
Yes.
There's this one place that always sells these nachos.
Touchdown nachos.
And it's piled high with especially lettuce.
I
mean, for God's sakes, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get that stuff off of nachos. I'm more of the simple nacho type. Either just the nacho cheese or nachos, the cheese, and the jalapeno.
Okay.
At the most, I'm down with beans.
Well, see, and the way I make them is I put the chips in a single layer on a baking sheet. I put a little bit of refried beans.
Oh.
I put a little bit of Monterey Jack cheese on top, and I put a slice of jalapeno. And then I throw them in the oven.
Per nacho?
Per nacho.
Look at you.
I know. And because I don't like a mess.
Yeah.
I don't like a mess. And I'll do that if it's just you and me at the house or if it's you, me, and my familia. And you know how many of us there are.
But yeah, but there are so many places that they think that the more stuff they pile on, the better, and it's not.
And it's not.
And especially not lettuce and tomatoes.
No.
Get that out of
if
there.
If I wanted salad, I would ask for salad.
For gosh sakes, man. I could be down with, you know, maybe some cut up fajitas,
some
cut up chicken.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Sure, sure.
You know, but lettuce, tomatoes, everything else, put it on the side.
Exactly.
And if I want to dip it into guacamole,
I'll dip it in guacamole. And do not put that stuff in my guacamole either.
Ah, see, you and me, we can have nachos together.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. I don't have to fight with you over what goes on top of it. You know?
Yeah, that whole garbage mess of nachos, that's not nachos.
Yeah.
That's just you making life easier for the kitchen. No.
And where's your favorite place to get nachos?
My house.
Now you sound like the people that comment on Facebook.
No.
That's not what I'm asking.
I know.
Because we're not allowed at your house.
I know. I think my favorite place to get nachos is Track One.
Really?
Yes.
Don't they pile stuff on there?
Not crazy pile. They will do like maybe two or three nachos, two or three chips deep on a nice nice size plate.
Yeah.
And then they put stuff on top. But they put stuff all the way on top of all the chips.
Right, right.
So that no matter where you're picking up a chip, you're getting stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't get all crazy.
Right.
They don't get all crazy. There's no lettuce and tomato and all that other nonsense. Yeah. And that stuff is on the side.
And you know that one of the more famous places in El Paso to get nachos is the Tap.
Oh.
The Tap is known for their nachos.
Yeah.
So lucky you, if you work downtown, man.
Right, right.
You got to make a date at lunch today, National Nacho Day, to hit up the Tap for some of them there nachos. Hey, next time you go to Los Angeles and you do the Walk of Fame, you can look for Selena Starr.
Oh, yeah.
She officially got her star unveiled this past Friday.
Oh, nice.
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Her sister did the honors.
Oh, that's nice.
The queen of Tejano music.
Mm-hmm.
The 2,622nd star. And you'll find it in front of the Capitol Records building.
Oh.
Which is on Vine Street, by the way.
That's the coolest building.
That is.
It is so neat.
That's iconic, man.
Yeah, it looks like stacks of records. It's so neat. What's a record? Google it, kid.
Google Images.
Yeah.
Now, she would have been 46 years old this year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And
I
who
can't
knows?
Even imagine.
Who knows where she would be in the music business?
I know.
You know? Another Gloria Estefan, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe even J-Lo.
Possibly could have broken into acting. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
She was so charismatic.
She really was, yeah.
So next time you're in Los Angeles, look for Selena Starr on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Hey, this past Friday also, actually it was on Thursday, at a middle school in Las Cruces, a fifth grader was able to keep his friend from choking to death. When he started laughing, the friend started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little, one of those fruit wraps that got stuck in his throat.
Yeah, those things are scary.
And because his friend had watched an episode of Chicago Med where a couple of doctors were in a bar, he said, and they performed the Heimlich maneuver on somebody who started choking. He knew enough to do something similar to the Heimlich maneuver that was able to dislodge the little piece of fruit wrap from his friend's throat.
That is amazing.
And saved his life.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.